Whatever. Dude, comedy's not dead. What about those characters we were doing over text? Sucking dick.
Oh, yeah.
Sucking dick, the gay sex brothers or whatever.
Yeah, you're listening to Gay Talk on NPR. I'm Suck.
And I'm Dick.
How you doing? We're going to take a call from Quincy.
Okay. Here, 1 second.
Hi, Sucking Dick. I use motor oil to give myself an enema. And now it works too well in my, I can't even feel a dick. I'm constantly lubed when people fuck me in the ass. How do you think I should go about fixing that? Thank you. I'll take my call off the air.
Now, a lot of people think you're going to want to flush your asshole out, and that's the wrong answer because you want to stay lubricated.
You know, right, right.
There's no effective way to actually completely wash all that lubricant out of your asshole.
Your new asshole, pal.
The viscosity is too high, so they add water into it. Well, what's the first thing you learn in gay science class as a kid? Water and lipids do not mix.
Do not mix.
So unless you want to put some kind of detergent in there, which will then not only strip out the motor oil that you've added to your ass, but the natural lubrication, and it'll fuck your whole system up, you're going to have a problem. What you actually want to do is you want an anti-friction additive. It'll raise the weight of the oil, which will maintain the viscosity, but also increase the tightness. So it's not actually friction you want to create, but pressure. And you can keep the pressure up by increasing by adding more weight to the oil. And that's the way you want to go. And basically, you can just grab anything off the shelf at AutoZone. Go in there, just say, I'm looking for something for my ass.
Yep, that'll do it. That'll do it.
Just point to your ass and say, say no more. Say, I'm sorry, I put the wrong oil in my ass. We'll take care of you right away. Great call. Great fucking.
Okay, I think we have another call. Hold on.
Hi, Sucking Dick. I have about $4,000 to use on a new car. My wife wants me to get a Camry. I want something like a CRV so that I can have more room to fuck twinks in it. Obviously, I'd like to keep my wife happy, but I also really want to cruise. So what do you think? What do you think I should do here? Thank you so much, Suck.
Well, it was funny. I mean, early on, I thought that was a... you know, once again, people calling the wrong show. It seemed pretty car oriented. weird that we got two car calls in the same, same day, considering this is a show about being gay. But
I thought this was about being gay and also having cars.
Yeah, I guess it could be. I don't know.
There's a clicking noise in my 1994 Nissan Sentra, and it just reminds me of the rhythm my friend Brad uses to deep dick me. So now every time I hear the noise, I'm horny. How can you help me suck a dick?
Yeah, that's your glory hole relay. Every gay guy's car, it's got three brake lights. So there's the two regular brake lights, and then the center brake light, which is usually modified. If you bought it off another gay guy, which, you know.
Right, I did.
You did, yeah. So a lot of the older guys, they modified the center brake light. So it specifically operates as an open for business red light, you know, glory hole.
I see.
And what that requires is a different relay because it's being used a lot less frequently than a regular brake light. It spends a lot of time engaged. So they wear out quickly. They do the conversion from the center
right.
to the glory hole light, and they forget to swap out the relay. So that clicking noise is actually a failed glory hole relay.
Of course.
On your 1998 Camry.
Thank you so much, Sucking Dick.
Of course.
I put cum in my tailpipe so that when I suck it off, I can pretend it's actually coming in my mouth. Uh-huh. Problem is, it evaporates before I get a chance to get back there. Do you have any solutions I could use here?
Well, I wouldn't really know what kind of additive you would put into cum to make it less evaporative. I guess maybe if there was a way to have some kind of sealed exhaust system.
Yeah.
That or create, you know what? Maybe try this.
I'm listening.
Keep the cum in the intake manifold, and then you have a separate vacuum hose that you can detach to suck the cum out of the intake manifold. I don't know how you would prevent it from getting sucked into the engine.
Right.
It would certainly help it from preventing evaporation. But, you know, I don't know. That's a very good question. I mean, a lot of people, what they choose to do is to ejaculate on the either some kind of either a shifter on the steering column.
Right. I used to do that, but it got boring.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. I used to ejaculate onto the shifter, but then also put the shifter in my ass.
I guess then what I would do is use some kind of synthetic biodegradable semen that's oil based, and then you know put that in the tailpipe, and it would probably maybe. You know, if you put it in somewhere earlier in the exhaust system, it might clean it out. It might help out. You know, who knows? This is new territory.
Wow! Thank you so much, Suck.
Nope.
And my prayers to Dick. I hope he recovers.
I'm Dick, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Can I? Oh, the other call I had. Could I see your penis?
Mm-hmm. No.